During the discussion of North Korea's nuclear test, Hai Rong Kwon of South Korea spoke about the misallocation of resources by its northern neighbor.
Everybody knows that North Korea is committing enormous resources to developing nuclear weapons and missile capability. But it is very regrettable that the chronic food shortage persists and continually threatens its people. The North Korean people are in dire situation because of the bad allocation of their resources. And the North Korean regime has continued to ask for humanitarian assistance from the international community. Considering this, we urge North Korea to focus on improving the living conditions for its entire people.
Ambassador John Yong-rong of North Korea remained defiant and had strong words for South Korea.
As we have declared our position on many occasions, we have never recognized the resolutions on sanctions by the UN Security Council. As the saying goes, a newborn puppy knows no fear of a tiger. South Korea's rash behavior would only herald its final destruction.
The representative of the United States, Ambassador Laura Kennedy, said she was particularly struck by the use of the phrase heralding the destruction of the Republic of Korea.
The DPRK will achieve nothing by threats or provocations, which will only further isolate North Korea and undermine international efforts to ensure peace and stability in Northeast Asia. There is nothing of defense in setting off nuclear tests in complete violation of UN Security Council resolution. We call on the DPRK to refrain from additional provocative actions that would violate further its international obligations and run counter to its commitments.
According to Ambassador Joan Adamson of the United Kingdom, the discussion on North Korea was heading in the wrong direction.
It cannot be allowed that we have expressions which refer to possible destruction of UN member states. I think we should nip this discussion in the bud and move on, but I certainly would like to condemn any expressions in this chamber where people refer to possible destruction of other states. The Security Council is engaged. There has been in the past many efforts through the six-party talks.
The six-party talks, which started in 2003 to end North Korea's nuclear program, involve China, the United States, North Korea, South Korea, Japan and Russia. North Korea pulled out of the talks in 2009 and resumed its nuclear enrichment program, which it says is for deterrence. Derek Mbata, United Nations.